Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. 'Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I learned to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. Say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be
a... You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Lillian Curry.
And I am Jack Chalstowski, and well, this is a new show, isn't
it?
So
welcome to Space, guys. I hope you're all doing well. It is a beautiful Tuesday evening here in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful's an overstatement.
Might be an overstatement. It's a bit cloudy. Some rain happening.
It's really humid.
But you know, Jack and I are really excited about our new show. So welcome. Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna be a wilder. Do you want to talk about?
It's gonna be an electric
time. Kind of
how this came to be. I suppose I was a co-host on, I don't know, for any big Tuesday listening fans, The Weekly Stool, which was a Tuesdays at 5 with my friend Cole Raymond. However, he decided to go to Germany and leave me with no co-host.
I know, the audacity of some people. These engineers at this school leaving spring of their sophomore year.
So now I was abandoned and... You know, down on my luck without a co-host to share my time with. So,
well, I guess that's where I kind of come in, because, well, I was hosting a very, very mediocre radio show with my very spectacular friend Eli Crippen on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays over the past 3 semesters, and he had...
Also the audacity
to go to Spain of all places.
Some people.
You know, I think he's doing good. Maybe we'll call in.
So now here we are. So Jack and I got together, decided to start this show, and we're learning, you know, we're getting into it. We came up with an acronym. That's what the title of the show is all about. Space. It's like a space.
Space. Some people
artistically consider everything. That's us. We're just some people. We just decided to get together and meld minds, you know. So
and put together like 7 episodes.
Put together it's a 7 episode artistic experience that we hope you guys will share with us. We've decided to categorize our weeks by decade. So starting this week, we're dropping ourselves into the 50s.
I know there was some strong push for us to start in the 20s.
There was some strong push, you know, I dare you to start in the 20s, but we decided not to. So
there's only so much Duke Ellington you can play.
Wait, someone's calling in.
Wow.
Should I answer it?
Absolutely.
I'm scared.
Hello, this is WJRH.
This is the first time I think either of us have ever actually had a caller in ever.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that was Cole Raymond calling in to articulate that he is not actually an engineer anymore.
Well, you know what? It's great to have you in the land of non-engineers.
Thank you for your correction there, Mr. Fact Checker. I believe Cole is now an engineering studies major, so... Thank you for that clarification, sir. I appreciate it. We miss you here at the studio. Anyway, I feel like we should maybe play another song. Given this is a radio station.
Yes, that would be,
and a radio
would be particularly
show.
Good. Well, the next song, I mean...
For your consideration.
Love Me or Leave Me by Nina Simone.
Great
song.
Great song, great woman. What year is this song from, Jack?
1957.
A great year. That was a great year.
Wonderful. You know, I really thought I was going to be able to pull in some history for this and be able to just throw out just like random facts. Like, oh, you know what's going on at Lafayette this time? Here we go.
Maybe that's what we can do. I have a lot of 60s Lafayette College information in my memory bank.
I have the 60s, I have the 80s, and the early 90s.
Yeah, so we could culminate.
At some point, we'll bring that all in.
Yeah, you guys will get some fun historic facts.
But for now, this is just Love Me or Leave Me by Nina Simone.
Please enjoy. All right.
Love me and leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line.
All right, welcome back. So,
Love Me or Leave Me by Nina Simone, and
a banger.
I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash.
By Johnny Cash, yes. Neither of us are the biggest Johnny Cash fans, but
see, I like Johnny Cash in a guitarist kind of way.
Yeah, in a musical appreciation kind of way.
But I'm not. It's the same thing with kind of that Midwest kind of rock from the 50s.
From the 50s.
I just can't.
I can handle it in doses, like
it's
small doses.
It's not my bag. But you know what? I know that Johnny Cash. You can't talk about that without having Johnny Cash.
That's very true. And I am a huge Nina Simone person. Everyone who knows me knows that. Ride or Die by My Girl Nina. You know, it's how it be. So yeah, it's a busy week here at Lafayette College. We're in the throes of Heart Healthy Week, which is really exciting.
Heart Healthy Week. Do tell.
Heart Healthy Week is a fundraising week, kind of, for Alpha Phi sorority philanthropy. And we have lots of fundraising events.
Such as,
we partnered with Campus Pizza and Mojo yesterday, and all of the proceeds from certain hours in the day are donated towards research for women's heart health. And it's great.
That's fantastic. It was a great meal.
It was a great meal, yeah. This coming Friday, LIMS Club has a concert at Zate Fraternity House at 7. Would love to see everyone there. It's going to be a great time.
Do you know who's playing?
Well,
at all?
My favorite group that's playing is actually Phone Boy. We have Phone Boy and Mojo Hand coming back this Friday, which is really exciting.
Awesome.
I know a lot of girls who are Ride or Die Phone Boy fans. Phone Boy is a group that we talked about a lot on my old show, The Weekly Stool, because Cole Raymond's cousin Ricky is the singer. So I'm excited to see Ricky, even though Cole will not be here. It'll be a great time. And then Saturday we have a knockout tournament.
Co-sponsored by the Chi Phi fraternity.
Co-sponsored by it?
I'm gonna be honest, I've been practicing my entire life at the game of knockout.
Yeah.
And
so it'll be a fun week. Show up for whatever. There's posters all around campus. I will be spending my night making a LIMS banner to hang in Farrenon, which will be fun. So you guys can all make fun of my artistic inability tomorrow, which is great. Yes. All right. So what are we listening to next?
Tutti Frutti by Little Richard.
All right, great. What my dad talked about when I was talking to him about the fact that we have a 50s show this week is the fact that a lot of rappers' names today have the word Lil before, like Lil Xan, Lil Yachty, Lil Baby, etc.
And the 50s equivalent
is the actual word little. So there are lots of artists who have little something. I thought it was funny and accurate. So, yeah, Little Richie. Lil Richie.
Lil Richard.
Lil Richard.
All right.
All right, this is Tutti Frutti by Lil Richard. Enjoy.
But she's the gal that I love. What you do to me, to the booty, oh Rudy, 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 pop, 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 pop. What you do to me, to the booty? Come on.
maybe millions of people.
I only have eyes for you.
I only have eyes for you.
I only have like 2 minutes for you.
I only have a minute and a half of patience.
And Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. Let's not take away from that.
Oh no, I know, no,
we gave him a big setup.
So today, Jack and I were sitting in our sustainable finance class, which we have Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Let me reference a conversation I've had in the past before you say this.
Okay.
On the juice bar with Eli, a year ago now, he was talking about how all of his classes were the same.
Are the same.
He goes, I'm taking statics, I'm taking whatever the other engineering classes are that are exactly the same as statics, and we're all talking about structures that are static structures. And that's like all we're doing.
We're talking about static structures.
And I'm sure our very diligent listener, Cole Raymond, can attest to this.
But today we were sitting in sustainable finance and our professor introduced the concept of the normal curve to us. Now,
the normal bell curve.
The
normal distribution.
Now Jack and I are both economics majors, unfortunately, which means that I feel like I can say that we've seen a lot of normal curves.
What I can say is a year ago I took stats.
Yes.
With my favorite professor ever, Chin Liu.
Chin Liu. I have Chin Liu, the same exact stats class this semester.
Now, Chin Liu does a very, very diligent job about teaching you the ins and outs of statistics.
Now,
as it would seem, several other professors feel the need to also
teach
just make
basic
sure
statistical concepts.
That we've understood our basic statistical concepts. And we really, really
do.
We really, really do.
So
at this point, the fourth class.
At almost 20 years old, I know what a normal curve looks like.
Both classes today, probability, normal distribution, standard error.
So what we're saying.
Both classes yesterday, the same.
Supply, demand, normal distribution.
Man, it's just the same thing.
So yeah, as you get older in college, I guess this is kind of what happens.
It's just you start doing all the same things.
All your classes kind of are the same class. It's kind of sad, but it's also kind of, you know.
Now going.
It's nice to have some cohesion between like what you're learning. But I'm lucky because I'm in a very easy French class right now also. On top of my three, math-based, kind of econ-based sort of classes.
Yeah, my four very dry econ history classes.
Yes.
Discuss the same topics and
but, you
varying
know,
detail.
That's why we do things like the radio show, to pop out of our...
Creative outlets.
Creative outlets, yeah, to pop out of our monotony.
But I mean, if anybody needs help with, I guess, statistics.
If anyone doesn't know what a normal curve is, I can explain it to you.
I think I could do it.
I think I've got
statistics in the bag at this point.
But yeah, that was a nice realization we had in class today. Jack and I like write little notes on our notebooks during class because it's a very, very long hour.
75 minutes feels like
a couple
four
days.
Hours.
No, it's like a couple days. And we sit kind of in the front. So we can't really communicate with each other. You can hear people in the back of the classroom having full conversations.
Full, but you know what?
Aloud.
As academics at this campus.
Oh yes,
it's necessary that you take the precautions of sitting up front so that you stay
attentive,
attentive during
and awake,
class.
Awake. Jack almost fell asleep today.
About 15 times.
About 15 times. But we're getting there. You know, we're on like week five.
Week five
of this semester.
We haven't had a single assignment due.
We haven't had a single assignment due in the sustainable finance class. I don't know. We have a midterm in 2 weeks. I'm not totally sure what that's going to look like, but we will keep you guys posted. Do not worry. It's a time, for sure.
But man, he really is, Steven Swidler, a great... Great man.
He's a great man.
Such a
Our
sweet
professor
man.
Is genuinely a sweetheart.
I don't want it to seem like it's a bad class.
Oh yeah, no,
or
not
anything.
A bad class. I highly recommend it actually as far as classes go.
At 2:45 to 4 Tuesdays and Thursdays, it is a little dry.
A little bit dry. But
and
you
that
know,
last 15 to 70 minutes can be really difficult.
Can be really difficult.
I'm going to be honest. They really can.
I feel like we've been listening to Autumn Leaves in the background for 5 minutes. But it's okay.
But it's okay. But it's okay.
So what song are we listening to next, Jack?
Well, we're going to listen to Maybelline by Chuck Berry. But first, just a quick reminder. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Space with Lillian Curry and Jack Tolstowski.
The Juice.
The Juice. We got to get you a DJ name.
I need a DJ name. If anyone has any recommendations as to what my DJ name should be, please hit me up. I would love ideas. I was going to go with DJ Lily C, but Jax is so much better than that, so I need mine to be better than that. So yeah, text me, snap me, let me know what you think my DJ name should be. That'd be great.
And, I mean, considering it is a decade-based show, you can predict that, well, certain decades are going to have to, you know, happen in a chronological show, so if you really feel the need to have one song played on the show, please send it our way.
Also, yeah, we do take recommendations on this channel. All right, well,
Maybelline by Chuck Berry.
Maybelline by Chuck Berry. Enjoy.
If he wants them out of the way, crazy calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. As he wants it, so it will be. Crazy calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. the difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I. Like the wind that shakes the bow, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I.
Oh, what a beautiful time that was.
It was fantastic.
My Billie Holiday story is my mother, when she was a younger woman, really, really liked Billie Holiday, and she would like imitate her when she was singing.
You've told me this story.
Yes. So when I was growing up, for example, we'd be cooking dinner together in the kitchen and playing, back in the day it was Pandora radio station, if you remember listening to Pandora.
We had a Sirius XM satellite like box thing,
yeah,
that would connect in, and you got like Pandora, Sirius, mm-hmm, all of those when they were still iHeart, when they was also like,
we were a huge Pandora radio family back before, you know, Spotify and Apple Music blew up, whatever.
Google Music,
whatever your desired platform is, YouTube Red, you know. And we would play Billie Holiday stations, and my mom would do the voice, and she would imitate Billie Holiday's vocal style. It's really funny in person. She's pretty good at it, to give her credit.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, that's not like, you know, that's not like me.
It's
saying,
a very specific.
I can really, really impersonate, like, I don't know, Tim singing.
Yeah,
that,
no,
that's not that impressive, but you know, like,
she definitely gives it her all, and I to this day, it's one of the cutest things that she does. Yeah, but this knew a lot of Billie Holiday. That's a great time.
I'm gonna be honest, a lot of this music is music that I've heard for my entire life, but never actually like known
Yeah.
Like, never actually listened to. It was always, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter,
yeah,
Veterans Day, Valentine, like whatever. Going through the
playing cards with family,
with grandparents,
yeah,
with uncle, this, mm-hmm, you just put this on because everybody can listen to it, and
it's universal. It's a universal kind of.
It's
music.
So easy.
It's great like that. Like if you're ever in the car with an aunt or uncle who
now,
you don't know really well.
What's really funny?
Billie Holiday, you know, Nat King
is
Cole.
All of this music is like some of my grandpa's favorite.
Yeah.
Like, from the 50s back, you know, 40s.
Well, yeah, I was
got him an Alexa.
Oh.
Him and my grandmother an Alexa. So now, like, he's going through all this music, and there was one day over the break in January where I went over to pick up my uncle, and he comes out, and he's like, your grandfather is on a huge Elton John kick right now. My grandfather's 90 years old, like, just cranking Elton John.
On his Alexa.
On his Alexa at, like, 10:45
in the morning. That's a beautiful image to paint for us. Thank you.
It was pretty funny.
But yeah. So, yes. So that's my Billie Holiday story. In our break just now, when Jack and I were hanging out in here, I wanted to play a song by Betty Hutton, who I'm sure most of you don't know who that is. I know who she is from the musical Annie Get Your Gun, because I believe she starred in that musical, and it has that song that's like, anything you can do, I can do better. So she has this like classic radio. She's actually, I think most of her music's from the 40s. So when I tried to go find the music that I liked and like was raised with by her, I couldn't really find any. which makes me wish that this was 40s week, but it's not. It's 50s week, so
whatever.
Whatever. It's okay. I'm just gonna listen to Murder, She Wrote. Yeah, Annie, Get Your Gun. If you haven't seen Annie, Get Your Gun, you really should. The soundtrack is hysterical, I think. Betty Hutton is an incredible singer. She has this wild voice that's, and on YouTube you can watch her videos of like recorded live, kind of. They're all black and white and super grainy. But she has like facial, the most hysterical facial expressions when she sings. It's like watching a book on tape being recorded, because it's like characters. So she's like playing characters when she's singing. It's wild. Definitely check her out. I could go down the deepest Betty Hutton YouTube hole. It's bad. But sticking to the 50s, what's up next, Jack?
That's a great question. We just Tenderly by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. It's a duet.
This is a great duo right here.
Oh, it's a classic duo. It's a classic duo. It's a 50s duo.
What year is the song from, Jack?
What year is the song from? 1958.
We have noticed that most of our choices have been from the later 50s. But TBD. We'll get back to that.
Don't worry.
More to come. See me after if you have any questions. All right, but this is...
Anyways, here's Tenderly by Tenderly. Ella Fitzgerald.
Enjoy.
Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
The evening breeze erased the trees tenderly. Trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in the sight. Were we? Oh, the shores were kissed by the miss tenderly. Papa did in, I can't forget. Our two hearts met tenderly. Papa dotted your arms open wide and closed me inside. You took my chops away from pops tenderly.
In that break, Jack and I were discussing the fact that a lot of the songs that we're playing today or tonight have been really short, like a minute and a half, 2 minute songs. When today we're used to kind of like 2.5, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 15 seconds on average.
Or if you're one of those like really, really bougie artists, you have
or if you're
a
Hobo
bunch
Johnson.
Of like 3:45, about 4:25, and then one song that's like 28 minutes long.
Like Hobo Johnson songs average on like 7 or 8 minutes.
See, like that I don't mind. I don't mind like a 7 or 8
Lil
minute
Dicky
song.
Lil Dicky songs average on like 7 or 8 minutes too, because they're like longer spoken artistic experiences.
You just have to keep me captivated.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If at any point you start like kind of letting go, kind of there's a lull in the middle. There's like a like maybe like a drum solo in the middle that if you don't have headphones on, you won't hear.
But
like,
if you
you're
notice, the,
you're done.
The Tenderly song that we played was actually 5 minutes long.
But it kept you captivated.
But it kept
because
you captivated.
Ella pulls
did
you
not
in.
Feel like 5 minutes. Their voices are like next level. Like it's
no,
such
it's
a beautiful
Ella,
song.
Ella gives you a hug and then
she gives
and
you
then,
a hug with her voice.
And then Lewis just like brings in like a pot of tea and you guys just chill.
Brings in a pot of tea. You guys just enjoy yourself. You know, it's oh, that song gets me.
Really, it's you know
tenderly.
One of my most played songs on. On Google Music. I'm sure it's one of yours as well.
On my Google Music account, yes. So up next, we're trying to keep it rolling. We have found ourselves with a lot of music
Yeah, we have.
So, up next will be
The End of the World by Skeeter Davis.
By Skeeter Davis.
A recommendation.
Of a recommendation, yes. A request, a song request. So here we go. This is Skeeter.
The sun gone shining. Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore. Why do the birds go on singing? Stars glow above. Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when I lost your love. I wake up in the morning and I wonder why everything's the same.
This affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality.
So,
that was just The End of the World by Skeeter Davis and I've Got You Under My Skin by Frank Sinatra.
Frankie Boy.
Kind of a mashup because we played the first half of both songs, but
however,
for the sake of time, you know, I felt we needed to say some closing remarks.
Closing remarks.
That now that this is the end of our show, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you've been in our space for the last hour. And we appreciate
I'm sure
that.
You want to get out.
I'm sure you would like to escape.
But there will be one last song.
There will be a last song.
But for the moment, I mean, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania.
My name is Lillian Curry. DJ Lily C.
DJ Lily C.
And the Jews. On space. Some people artistically considering everything.
So thank you for your time. The last song we will be playing today for you guys is...
Our
earliest 50s song, which is from 1951. I thought it was 1952, but I'm wrong.
1951, because of you, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
So, have a great week. We'll see you next week.
In this space.
In this space.
Enjoy.
Song in my heart, because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say, can smile because of you. Smile because of